choking on hate. You took my breath away. By Astral Anomaly. From the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition Server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. You've hated her as long as you've known her. You were both young when you first met the cerulean-blooded girl. But even then, that smug grin of hers drove you crazy. You just wanted to grab her and wipe it off her face. She barely paid you any mind through your entire first flarp session, and it made your blood boil. She thought she was so much better than you, and you hated it. You promised yourself you'd show her, you'd surpass her in every category. You'd make her recognize you were better. That night, you tossed and turned as she plagued your thoughts. As you drift off, you think of her oddly compelling lips, how you'd like to sink your teeth into them. From then on, you relentlessly fought for her attention, the sound of her voice as she taunted you and the glare she threw you whenever you managed to get under her skin were intoxicating. You spent nights and even pulled all dayers training and strategizing, building your skill for the next time you faced her on the flarp field. As you progressed, your battles got more intense. And every fight had your blood pusher beating out of your chest, yearning for domination. Yet your pusher ached as you gazed deep into her eyes and couldn't find the same passionate loathing. No matter what you did, she laughed off your efforts. Any victories you achieved were simply attributed to luck. Eventually, you realize she'd never share your feelings. She just didn't care about you enough to feel anything for you. That night you coughed up a blue petunia petal, coated in burgundy blood. You tired more and more easily after that. Your bellow sacs itched uncomfortably as flora bloomed within. And your throat was raw from trying to expel the intrusion that was planting roots inside you. You tried to pretend nothing was wrong for a while. But your mates Brit noticed. You could only disguise your coughs as laughs for so long before he got suspicious. At first you just told him you were sick, he bought it for a while. But the more time you spent around Vriska, the worse you got. It was as though her mere presence acted as water and fertilizer for the blossoms in your bellow sacs. Stray petals turned into buds, then whole flowers you choked on as they came out. You lay on the floor for hours, breathing weakly, staring at blue flowers coated in red blood. You couldn't help but to think of how beautiful the colors looked together. You started to slowly shut yourself off from your friends. You ignored Salix's desperate pleas for you to just talk to him. He couldn't get it. Especially not when you yearned for Vriska, of all people. Despite your worsening state, you still did your best to attend your sessions with Team Scourge. Even though being around the blue-blooded girl hurt you physically and mentally, you couldn't stay away. She was like a drunk you couldn't get enough of. After a particularly rough session, you realized that she really was going to kill you. Whether she meant to or not. Does it matter if you died choking on your own hater with her hands around your throat? She didn't seem to care as you got weaker and sloppier. Struggling to even stand upright at times, she laughed it off as Terezi and Tavros got increasingly worried. Her seeming indifference enraged you, the fury fueling the vines that ensnared your blood pusher. Things came to a head when you couldn't make it to the next session. You tried, you really did. But despite your best effort, you could barely move, you could barely breathe. You could only lay helplessly as thick vines tickled the roof of your mouth, while thorns dug deep into your bellow sacs and tore up your protein chute. She pushed him off a cliff. She pushed him off a fucking cliff. Your sweet, naive friend who dreamt of flying like Pupa Pan, who just wanted to be her friend, she made him jump off a fucking cliff. She paralyzed him. As you learn the news, fury courses through your veins. In a final act of hatred, you send the spirits of the damned to torment her. You just want to make her hurt. You just want to make her feel even a fraction of the pain she's inflicted upon you. The flowers overtake you, bursting out of your mouth, rising to take in the moonlight. As you suffer through your final moments, she pesters you. Solix is outside. But it is too late. You've already stopped breathing before the psionic blast ravages your hive. It only serves to destroy the beautiful garden you've become. The next time you open your eyes, you find you feel nothing for her. In fact, you feel nothing at all. The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.